Make sure you're subscribed to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Type The Word of the Lord Endures Forever in your podcast provider. Hit that subscribe button and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find The Word of the Lord Endures Forever.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
You've heard the expression, kill them with kindness. That's what Solomon and St. Paul are teaching here.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the book of Romans.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. When we were last together, St. Paul, especially as he was translated by J.B. Phillips, was urging us to let our love be the real deal, not the fake imitation stuff, but love that shows itself in action and not just feelings by breaking with evil and holding tight to what is good. He urged us love each other like brothers, not like Cain and Abel, but as part of God's new family, where we're all family through Jesus. And he exhorted us to outdo each other in the honor we show one another, to let the other guy get the credit. No need to run down the brother in a vain attempt to lift up yourself. You couldn't be lifted any higher than by being a brother to the Son of God. So, instead, pouring effort into honoring others. He told us that real love isn't a sluggard. It's zealous, on fire in the Spirit, eager to serve the Lord Jesus. He reminded us to rejoice in our future hope, all that good Romans 8 stuff again, and so be patient in the sufferings of this life, and above all, to pray for each other as the first act of love toward the neighbor's need. And lastly, he told us that the shape of our life in Christ is contributing, giving whatever we can toward the needs of any of God's holy people, and never grudging any one of them a meal or a bed, to open our homes to each other with the same eagerness the patriarch Abraham did. Picking up then at the 14th verse of Romans, chapter 12. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, verses 14 to 21. Let us pray. Grant, we beg you, Almighty God, to us and to your whole church, your Holy Spirit, and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but of free course, and be preached and taught to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide to our end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Ready to ponder these beautiful words together? I sure am. Let's do it. Verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Where does he get that idea from? Why, it's almost as if he knew the Sermon on the Mount, isn't it? Remember how Jesus taught, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. Matthew 5, verses 43 to 45. I wonder if St. Paul remembered that day when he guarded the coats of the young men who were raining a hail of stones down on St. Stephen's head as he prayed, "Lay not this sin to their charge." It's easy when someone is treating you bad to let their bad treatment set off your temper, your anger, your rage. But that's not the path of Christ. Instead of letting that mistreatment get a foothold in you, just pray for God to bless them. And you'll find the weirdest thing happening. You can't end up hating those that you pray for God to bless. You give it a whirl and see. Asking His blessing on them, knowing that they're sinners just like you, just like me, begging His mercy for them. Well, that changes you. You taste the love of the crucified for the lost world, the love of the Father in the gift of His Son and His Spirit. Verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. That is, it's not all about you. He's opening your eyes to see others in their joy and in their sorrow so that you can enter into either. When they have something good befall them, that's your joy too. Celebrate with them. When they bear a burden, carry it in your heart too. It's a gift. Verse 16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. The opposite of harmony is discord. He is inviting to get along with each other and to do so by not being proud. Pride makes it almost impossible for folks to get along. And His solution to pride is so beautiful. Hey, go associate with the lowly. Find the ordinary folk. Learn to be with them. To delight in being with them. Never think to yourself, hey, I'm better than them. I really don't know why I hang around with them. That's not the path of Jesus. He did not do that to us, did he? He came down from heaven where he had the angels for company and he lived among the lowly, even among the homeless. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He had no earthly wealth, yet it was all his. He happily associated himself with the lowly and was regarded as such himself. Verse 17. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all. Again, it's a very common human reaction to want to give a payback to someone who hurts you. But in place of that knee-jerk reaction, St. Paul invites thoughtful consideration of what is in fact honorable in the sight of all people. It's not honorable if my neighbor strikes me and I in turn wallop him one. I might get a temporary relief, but I'll certainly be ashamed afterwards. And so rather than just reacting, Paul invites us to patterns of being proactive. After all, every single thing we do will be exposed to the light of day on the day of judgment. Everyone will know all about it. So why not remember that so that we think of what the honorable response would be? Like Stephen, falling to the ground and not demanding vengeance, but praying for pardon. Verse 18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. St. Paul knows peace isn't always possible. There are times you're holding nothing against someone, and yet they are holding something against you, and they refuse to reconcile. It happens. But his concern here is with the Christians. You, insofar as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Verse 19. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. How many times in Romans has he turned to that last song of Moses? He does it yet again with, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord, citing the Septuagint, the Greek Old Testament. And if making things come out right is God's concern, not yours, then what is your concern? Well, that's the genuine love he spoke of earlier. This time he turns to Proverbs chapter 25 and cites verses 21 and 22. You've heard the expression, kill them with kindness. That's what Solomon and St. Paul are teaching here. And St. Paul knew something about burning coals of kindness being heaped upon his head. First, Stephen's prayer for forgiveness. Then, Jesus appearing to him outside of Damascus. Then, one of those he came to Damascus to arrest and take back to Jerusalem appears, calls him Brother Saul, baptizes him, gives him his sight back. The old Saul burned up under those coals of kindness. And for that, thanks be to God. A different man arises from that water with his eyes wide open to the mercies shown to him. Verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Overcome by evil is what happens when you've allowed mistreatment by others, either their harsh words or their actions, to make you embittered and angry and ready for revenge. It's what happens when the person on the highway cuts you off and your hand wants to make, well, let's just say an untoward gesture toward them with your middle digit. It's what happens when your spouse downloads on you in a most unjust way and you know you have done nothing to deserve this criticism and you want to lay on them in exquisite detail all the times they've screwed up in the marriage and you just happen to have the cannon loaded and ready to fire. It's what happens when you get fired for doing the right thing and you want to head right to a Yelp page and tell the whole world, anonymously, of course, how it should avoid this employer at all cost. I could go on, but I think you get the idea. Being overcome by evil means letting the evil that's aimed your way land inside of you. But St. Paul has a really radical, wild idea. What if, instead of letting it overcome you, you overcame the evil and did so by doing good, acting in kindness toward the one who wronged you? Crazy, right? Well, as crazy as letting the world nail the Creator to the cross so that all of its sins could be wiped away. As crazy as arranging Joseph's rejection by his brothers and the sale into Egypt precisely so that he'd be able later to save them and their families and so preserve the line of Messiah. As crazy as the witness of so many martyrs to Christ who, instead of hating and damning those who were killing them, prayed for them and for their pardon and their joining them in the kingdom. Crazy! Gospel crazy. It's what happens when you've been joined to Christ and his life is flowing into you and his spirit is renewing your mind in ways that you would never have considered possible in the past. Here's how St. Jerome, a contemporary of Saints Augustine and Chrysostom, taught. If someone does you a wrong and in return you do him a good, you will be heaping coals of fire on his head. In other words, you are curing him of his vices and burning out his malice in order to bring him to repentance. Is that beautiful or what? Coals of the fire of divine love that just burn out the enmity. Coals light it from the cresset of the cross. That's all we have time for today. Next time, we'll move into some of St. Paul's most challenging words, his treatment of the government and the Christian obligation toward those who bear the sword. Till then, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. If you have a question or a comment about today's teaching, send an email to contact@thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to The Word Endures and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.